I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A massive flash flood in Nepal leaves a trail of destruction. Then 9 countries, one mission. Believers recently gathered for Bible translation. There's a place for you in each of these headlines, and we'll tell you what's happening in the moments ahead. But first, there was little time to escape. On Wednesday, a chunk of glacier broke off a Himalayan mountainside in Tibet. The mass of ice and rock created a dam in the river below, which soon burst. It sent a flash flood hurtling over the border into Nepal's Roshwa district and miles downriver. The death toll surpassed 390 on Thursday, with more than 1,400 still missing. Chitri from A3 still hasn't heard from several pastors in the area.
More than 7 hydroelectric power stations are damaged. No electricity right now.
With communication down, Chitri plans to travel to the disaster area to assess the needs. He might need permission from local security personnel.
High level of government are meeting and discussing how they can help the disaster area.
And this is where the body of Christ comes in.
We need to go to the place where people are suffering, where people need the help. Putting ourselves in action and showing them the love of God.
Years ago, A3's network helped quake survivors from the same region of Nepal. Several people became Christians after watching them serve. So please pray for comfort, aid, and spiritual awakening for survivors. You can also send help through A3's Global Disaster Relief Fund. We'll link you at our website. Next, Israeli strikes continue in Gaza despite claims of diplomatic progress. A senior official on U.S. President Donald Trump's Board of Peace issued warnings to Palestinian and Israeli leaders, urging them not to let the ceasefire collapse. Underground church leaders tell Mark of Global Catalytic Ministries that they'll believe change when they see it.
A lot of people are skeptical because the reality on the ground is often far different than the reality of the news cycle.
Critical humanitarian needs abound in Gaza, where fuel and funding shortages threaten to cut services. GCM has a medical team ready to go in, but security is a choke point.
As soon as Israel says they're finishing operations, they start a new operation. So then they halt all access. It becomes a security protocol that they won't let anyone in.
Disciple makers are ready to share the hope of Christ along with meeting practical needs. However,
our entire team that's going in is Arabic speaking and they're non-Israeli. So that's the security issue is because of the ongoing conflict.
Ask God to open doors that man cannot.
Our biggest need is prayer so that we would be able to access without issues and move between nations without issues.
And finally, God's word is being made known among the nations. Christians across 9 countries and 18 denominations in Southeast Asia came together to learn how churches can take ownership of Bible translation. Dane says the ministry he serves, Unfolding Word, co-sponsored the conference.
This was the first exposure to church-centric Bible translation that many of these leaders have ever had. They are looking for ways to reach the hundreds and hundreds of unreached people groups.
One pastor talked about visiting a small village of dangerous pirates. He couldn't create a Bible translation for them with traditional methods.
He said, "My experience here at the Forum has convinced me that we must go to the new paradigm, church-centric Bible translation, or we will never get this work done."
Billions of people are unreached, and 1 in 5 people are waiting for a Bible in their language.
They recognize that a lack of scripture in the heart language blocks their church planning and discipleship.
The Forum brought together church leaders that rarely got to talk with each other.
There was a great spirit of unity in that whole place. It was really something to watch. More than once, we heard people say, "God brought me here for a reason."
Pray for these translation efforts. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.